Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The moment, did it feel like shades of week one? Just so you guys have the lead, the lead's gone. Like, how did you get it to change the outcome this time around?
I think the belief that we've grown within the locker room is what changed. That's been the biggest thing throughout this season so far, is the belief. And when you have belief, when you have the trust between each other and the guys and things like that, you know, these moments don't seem too big.
That is Caleb Williams and Courtney Cronin. That was after the game on Sunday. Bears beating the Vikings. This is Raheemy Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And we are still trying to figure out what to call the Bears. We're still trying to figure out how to classify them. Hell, we're still trying to figure out a nickname for Caleb Williams. I still believe that he, you know, I'm not going to give him one. I'm not going to be like this person who's like, and that is your nickname.
He is the one.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Not Neo? You're not going with the Danny Parkins model of Neo?
Neo, I think, would have made more sense than the one. The problem with the one is it's not direct.
The 1-3? How about that?
The 1-8?
Well, what about C-Note? C-Dub?
Yeah, C-Note I like. Also,
C-Easy.
Rome just calls him C-Will.
C-Will is just kind of pedestrian.
It and see Willie, don't forget see Willie.
I will probably be trying to forget see Willie, but I will not.
But see, that's the point. Like, who am I to say when everybody else has names for them?
I think it should be Comeback Caleb, but that's just me.
That's it's so a lot long.
Of, yeah, it's word salad.
It's four syllables.
Comeback Caleb. Comeback.
Comeback Caleb. It yeah, works
see?
With that.
Boom.
But then I also think of like Rose in Titanic when she's saying to come back and she's trying to blow the whistle. Like, is it a desperation move?
Or is she too short?
There was room on that door. There was so much room.
There really was room on that door.
That is my argument. I can't believe it got to the end of that movie, and that's what I was left
She's
with.
She's so selfish. Like, honestly, like, let a person die.
Well, there are many reasons. Like, what are you doing throwing that thing into the ocean?
You know what?
I didn't ruin anything for you guys. I promise.
Wait, the Titanic is sunk? Wait, what?
Guys, I got news. I was making fun of that when I watched that movie. I was like with a friend and I'm like, well, we all know what happens at the end. Somebody behind us is like, wait, you do? I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, okay. There you were at the movies with not educated people.
I also had a friend who worked the movie theater and she snuck us in because we were old enough to watch the movie.
Nothing better than as a teenager growing up in a certain time to have a friend that worked at the movie theater who could get you free snacks and free admission.
The flip side though was that she was terrible with math. So, like, I never got my change. And I'm like, this was not a $20 movie ticket, Ashley. But I couldn't complain because I wasn't supposed to be watching that movie anyway.
Oh, this is like you watching rated R movies before your time? Oh, I was just talking about going to the movies for free. That's what I was talking about.
No, it was the opposite.
I can't wait till we name this Bear season and put a movie title on it, like the yearbook and review. That'll be fun.
That's the point. We don't have a nickname for Caleb Williams. We still don't know what to call the Bears. We're still trying to figure out who they are. And we're past the halfway point of the season.
I think we know who they are. The problem is you want to know what they're going to evolve into this season.
And I'm not necessarily one who says they have to be this team. Ideally, they evolve during the season.
Yes.
Ideally. I have always said this is a team that is winning games that they just absolutely would not have won last year. Well, Ben Johnson was asked about it thanks to this comeback win against the Vikings on Wednesday. Here's what he had to say.
We've got a lot of depth on this team, and I think we have a lot of guys that
that as a coaching staff, we by design, we put them in some challenging situations from the springtime through training camp. And now when they get in those situations, they're ready for it. You know, we talk all the time about being able to handle pressure, keeping being poised. And I think they rise to the occasion. And so, I think that's our entire team. I think that's part of our identity and who we are, and really proud of the guys for handling those situations so far.
It doesn't sound like Ben Johnson really knows what they are either. He's just saying we get it done, right?
Here's what I know. This team, 50 seconds left, the opposing team can't be like, it's cool, we're fine. No.
No, okay, that's
absolutely
fair.
Not. And they've gotten it done in different ways. And that was the original question to Ben Johnson was, it's not just one person getting it done every single time. It's Devin Duvernay with the kickoff return. It's Nashawn Wright with an important pick, for example. It's other people playing into this. Jake Moody won a game. Obviously, Cairo Santos helped them win the game. So there are other people than just Caleb Williams and crew. You know, your typical offensive people. Colston Loveland was a part of this, too. They're spreading the ball around, even in the ways they win, which is, I think, a fair assessment of this team. You don't know how, but you know that they're going to have a very solid chance when the opportunity arises.
Here's what I feel about this team right now. They are two-minute warning appointment viewing. Like, you know, in the NBA, we have what we call league pass alert. When a game is tight and late, or sorry, tight and close late, this Bears team is going to be there at the end of a game. They're going to make you watch the last 2 minutes of their game, for better or for worse. Luckily for the Bears so far, at least seven of the last eight games, it's been for better, not for worse. But there's that idea that they could lose this game, just like there's that idea that they could win this game.
Certain quarterbacks, you know, you just can't give them time. You know, and to have the Bears even in that conversation where this is discussed and Caleb Williams is one of those people, even though it might not be as pretty as you might like to see it, it's still, to me, the main objective, of course. And when we talk about stripping it down to the studs, I feel like that is a part of this. It will take more time.
I have a sports question for you. Would you rather, on Sunday, have the Bears get the ball at their own 30-yard line with a minute left, down by three, or would you rather the Bears defense be on the field and Aaron Rodgers has the ball with a minute left? And the Bears are up by three.
I mean, if I'm writing the NFL script for Sunday, wink, you know, Jalen Johnson is back and he intercepts him for a pick six.
You think Jalen Johnson could come back this week?
No, I mean, that's my point. Are you kidding? I thought he was coming back last week.
You did.
I saw him on that practice report and I was like, he's back. It's happening.
Marshall, when you read the text that said sweep the wrist for Aaron Rodgers' hurt left wrist, I thought the thing that I thought was there's only one person that has the athleticism to do the roundhouse kick up in the air, and it's Spider-Man. It's Kyler Gordon. He would have to come back.
Wait, but here's if we're doing this, if we're going WWE style, Kyler Gordon doesn't play for the whole game and then just gets busted out and he runs through the tunnel. I don't know what his music is, but you play his music, obviously.
Kyler Gordon's music.
Exactly. And then he plays that final drive and then he intercepts Aaron Rodgers and does some sort of sweep the wrist action. That's how it's done. Or, you know, just Montez Sweat, the pass rush. This is a great time for the pass rush to hang out this week.
Wait. To be clear, you want Aaron Rodgers on the field with a minute left and the Bears having a three-point lead?
I'm just saying if I'm writing the script. Okay. If I'm staging it, if you will.
Do you lean one way or the other, right?
You want the Bears offense on the field.
Well,
if I'm writing a wild script, obviously.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I love Layla's wild script scenario.
If the goal is to win the game, which do you prefer?
Well, I immediately, when you put this scenario out there, Marshall, thought I would love to see Aaron Rodgers with the ball in at the end of the game because of the Bears' takeaway factor. They lead the league in takeaways. How amazing would that ending be? Picking off Aaron Rodgers.
Do you have confidence they could do it in that moment with Aaron Rodgers in his building?
Soldier pick six, baby. Hell yeah. Yes.
Okay. Robbie's just nodding okay. No over well, here.
I think that the two biggest Hail Marys of all time. Like, I would say the Hail Mary is a big one, and I would say Aaron Rodgers against the Lions. That was like one of the biggest Hail Marys of all time. You do not want Aaron Rodgers with the ball left at the end of the game. You want Caleb Williams with the ball at the end of
not
the game.
Not even this version of Aaron Rodgers with a broken wrist?
No, like this, I've been burned too many times by Aaron Rodgers. I can't be doing that. But also, like, if I was an opposing team, I would not give the Bears the ball with like any time left on the clock. Like, I would milk that clock until you can score.
But the point is, sometimes you don't have a choice. Like, you score too quickly. Like, they get into field goal range. It's fourth down. There's a minute, 10 left.
Totally. But I think of like the Bears and the Commanders game. Like, they didn't give the Commanders the ball back. They could have scored, but instead they're like, you know what? We're going to trust Jake Moody and not give Jane Daniels the ball.
Even the way they actually operated the Vikings game. Like, we talked about that aspect. They didn't really pass. They just tried to run as many runs as they possibly could, and then they started running the right side, I'm pretty sure, because that's where they wanted Kairos Santos to kick the ball. And Ben Johnson talked about that, too. He said, there's a massive difference in the likelihood of the accuracy for every yard they get that's close, especially when it's five like that. So you have an idea of what the Bears would do in those scenarios based on what we've already seen.
I go back. The reason I presented the question is because I don't have a good answer myself. I'm still trying to figure it out.
I mean, I always start with the ideal and the ridiculous first, and then I rationalize from there.
847 says, no way I want Rodgers with the ball at the end of the game. He's with you, Robbie. I tend to kind of agree. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'd rather have Caleb Williams on the field down three with a minute left.
Logically, yes. You want the offense. But illogically, as I'm writing a script, no. No, I want Kyler Gordon out the tunnel for the final drive.
Would it be enough, though, if you got the ball at the 30 by way of an interception off Aaron Rodgers as they're trying to add to their lead? That wouldn't that satisfy that part of it?
You know what? No. You know what I want? You know what I want, no. Actually? Montez Sweat, go get him. Sack, fumble.
I have questions of whether or not Aaron Rodgers can survive this game. Just because the reason why he had to leave the last game is because the Bengals were able to put him on his back in a 34-12 Steelers win.
I also want to ask you guys this. I think about this probably more than I should. That NFC Championship game, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, what was that, 2021 season? That was the end of the 21 season? Where Vita Vea, I believe, is closing in on him, or it's Jason Pierre-Paul, one of the two like prolific rushers.
This Brady's with the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Rodgers is driving, and it's like third down. Do you remember? And he throws the incomplete pass because like they were crashing in on him, basically, in the way the coverage worked. And I remember seeing his face and thinking, and I know. That's the closest you're going to get to a Super Bowl again in your career.
That was your thought prevailing at that moment.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know why that came up for me this week, obviously, because we're thinking about Aaron Rodgers, but just that moment. And again, that's why, sweep the leg.
So we talk now about, like, we've seen enough evidence this year of the Bears making the late game comeback. Like, if the Bears do have the ball late in the game, like, what is your confidence level that they're going to score? Because I feel like right now it's never been higher.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think they're, especially at home in front of that crowd, there will be that expectation. I don't know that everyone going to the game expects the Bears to win, but I do know that if the game is tied late or they're only down a couple or three, like if they're within one score, they expect if Caleb Williams is on the field with under 2 minutes to play that they're going to make something happen and either tie or win the game.
Why wouldn't you? I think that's the better question. What would stop you from thinking that? Is it the threat of J.J. Watt, the Wolverines, as Ben Johnson described, the pass rushers?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of two things. It's the weighing of two different things, right? Here are the truths that we know. The Steelers give up more passing yards than anybody else, right? But they also get to the freaking quarterback, and they do it in a variety of ways with a variety of different players.
Yeah, this isn't just the Max Crosby and the Raiders situation.
Right.
Who definitely had an impact on that game for the Bears.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the thing, is understanding that the pressure that is brought by the Steelers is so good that you feel like you have a chance to get something done despite the risk. And that's why it's interesting that they brought in the practice squad player off the street to mimic Caleb Williams, because they understand it's a unique challenge based on the film that you can now look. And, you know, there's a whole YouTube rabbit hole you can go down. Caleb Williams, Houdini, you know? Oh, yeah.
I mean, and if you want to see our buddy Tim Jenkins' breakdowns, all things QB on YouTube is one of my favorites. And I'm not just saying that because he's on our show. The other piece of this, too, is the Steelers are a formidable opponent when it comes to run defense. This is not the Bengals and Giants that we're talking about facing here. So because of that, how much are they going to try to stuff the run when they want to go east-west? You better hit that line quickly, and there's got to be like a burst to go downhill.
Is it bad that I'm not really worried about that? I think the Bears are going to run the football. I think the 12 personnel and the Colston Loveland and the Cole Kmet, they're going to continue to pick up where they left off.
Yeah, run that jumbo package for sure. 312-644-6767 as we go to the phones, and Eric in Oak Forest. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for being able to talk on the show. Hey, a name for Caleb, Cardiac Caleb. The reason I say that is because he has heart, which is part of that, you know, cardiac, but he also brings excitement. And at times, you know, heart palpitations as we're seeing them do that comeback. So just thought I'd drop that in there.
It's a clear choice, Eric. It is a clear choice. I see you're calling from Oak Forest. Are you hanging out at Captain Jack's later today?
Yes, I am. I just found out because I'm, you know, running some errands that you guys are going to be there for sure. Yeah, I'm not too far from there. So definitely I'll be dropping in.
Well, thanks, Eric. Thanks for your call. We will see you later today at Oak Forest. If you don't know, come to Captain Jack's Beverage in Oak Forest tonight from 5 to 7:30. I'll be there, and you can register for a chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Nashawn Wright. That is at Moretti's in Bedford Park on December 2nd. I'm really looking forward to that conversation. It's all brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP, This Is My City. And then keep listening for your chance to win two tickets to Spiegel & Holmes' live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. on December 4th. That's at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage with special guest Matt Forte. Matt Forte will host a signing for his new book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. I want to know what Matt Forte thinks about all this. Matt Forte wants to face Aaron Rodgers, doesn't he?
I would think so. Like at
Matt
least
Forte that, would face him today.
That'll be the stated opinion, because Matt Forte does not have to put any pads on and worry about it.
I also was thinking about playlist songs and defaulted to thinking that it's got to be Knuck If You Buck on repeat 10 times in a row.
Wow. That's your go-to? You want violence. Okay, I see. I see you, Layla.
You knew this.
I'm a moniker of nonviolence, but you know what? You have your path, I have mine.
And then it just ends up being one person holding me back, and I'm like swinging my fists into perpetuity. Just pointlessly. You know the meme I'm talking about where like somebody's
feistiness.
Holding somebody on their head and they're just like punching and trying to force
it's what I used to do to my siblings when I was younger.
Because you were taller than them.
I was taller, longer. I could hold them at bay. Each one with a hand.
I'm the same height I was when I was 12.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll never forget the day when my brother realized he was taller than me. It sucked.
I mean,
he just went around looking down on me the whole day.
I did that to my grandmother. She didn't appreciate it.
Grandmother?
Yeah, because she was like,
yeah, that's messed up.
No,
take that, granny. Yeah.
No, because she was like, I'm never going to look up to you. So I would try to like force her to look up to me by like getting at certain angles. And she would always cut her eyes over like she was looking at me like to the side. I was like, nah, you're going to look up to me. And I got her in the kitchen one day and she was like, I was like, hey, why are you looking up at me like that? She's like, ah.
I would love if you, like, to Granny, like, did the too small thing. Like, hey, Granny.
If it existed at the time, I would have. If it existed at the time, I would have. I miss her cooking. I miss her.
Amen. 847, Captain Jack's is a liquor store with cigars. Are you going to smoke one? Probably not, because I'll talk 9 octaves lower tomorrow.
Yeah, that's wait, it's a football Friday. Can you smoke a cigar like
danger.
During a break and come back and give that to us?
The combination of brown liquor and the cigar.
That's a thing.
Not that I'm saying I know anything about
you
that.
You definitely know about that life. Don't even try to play like, oh, I don't know anything. I've heard about that. No, you've lived it. You've been immersed in it. You've come out of a smoke-filled room like, oh, cigar.
Suddenly, maybe. Layla Rahimi sounding like Bill Curtis.
Rahimi Harrison Grody.
We're in trouble.
I want you to come in here tomorrow with a smoking jacket on that someone gifted you last night. You're like, yes, this was a gift.
Like the satin.
Yes, all of it.
I'm thinking of that Saturday Night Live skit.
Ascot.
The five-time hosts. Do you remember that? Coming up next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody, let's get you ready for your fantasy football weekend. Our expert, Paul Charchian, and oh, by the way, Vikings fan, let's troll him next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.